There can be no more difficult time to teach than today, because teachers face immense pressure to get their students to perform on end-of-grade tests. The outcome that we seem to value most as a society is a score on an exam at the end of the year. Unfortunately, the pressure that that places on a classroom and on a classroom teacher is relatively immense. Listen as I explain my own personal struggle to justify the work that I do with digital tools with the expectation that my students will succeed on end-of-grade exams.
We got spotlighted last year. You want warped, ready for this? Our blog got spotlighted by Richardson last year. You know what I mean? If you're 12 and you get spotlighted by Will Richardson, I mean, that's pretty cool, you know? They didn't know who he was. But I had his book sitting on the corner of my desk. And I was like poking around our website, and I was like, I saw a reference, a referral address from his blog, and I went and clicked on it, and he had written this little bit about check out this student blog, you know, look at the quality of the writing, check out this, blah, 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 and I'm flipping out. I'm like, this is Will Richardson, blah, blah, blah. Show the kids, guys, look, Will Richardson, blah, you know, it was just so exciting, right? But you want warped? Try this on for size. The whole time I was thinking, I've got to get back on my pacing guide because I have a standardized test coming up at the end of this year. I was honestly nervous about spending time talking to the kids about who Will Richardson was and the fact that their blog got spotlighted and how cool is that, because I was worried that end of grade test is coming up and I've got a blue diamond test to give on Thursday and, you know, all of that other baloney. Okay, you ready for the next one? This is a fun confession to make. I, Bill Ferriter, Wake County Teacher of the Year 2005-2006, North Carolina Regional Teacher of the Year 2006-2007, Captain Digital, right? Am I an okay teacher?
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, that was the right answer. You did better on that answer. All of these awards and accomplishments have the lowest standardized test grade scores on my hallway. My scores are worse than everybody else's scores on the hallway.
Yeah, all right.
No, but here's the challenge. Every year, I get called into my principal's office. And every year, he slides the paper across the table and says, Bill, here's your effectiveness index. And every year, I walk out going, I stink. And then every year I go and look at my blog with 250 pages worth of writing. And I go, how could I possibly stink? You know? I mean, that's what blows me away. And as a teacher, here's a risk that you're going to have to take. Right now, I haven't been able to prove that the time that my kids are spending, by the way, I don't spend a lot of time in class on this anyways, that's my disclaimer, I haven't been able to prove that the work we're doing online is impacting student achievement. And when I say student achievement, I mean the end of grade test score. I can't prove right now that it's impacting the student test scores because I have the worst test scores on the hallway. But do I know my kids are motivated by content in a way that they never were before? Absolutely. What do you have to say?
I think it's made me a lot better writer. I mean, it might not make my test scores go up, but that doesn't really matter to me that much. it's made me a better writer, and it's made me a better just everything.
Just everything. Yeah. Everything. Sir?
It's not exactly the grading part that matters, because when you go to college, which is what we really try to do school for, it's not going to be like, look at their grades in sixth grade. It's not going to be like that.
Yeah.
And if you're learning more, then you're getting good grades. You're still learning more, so it's still better.
So the learning matters instead of the grade to you?
Right.
I wish that's what could matter to us as teachers.
I wish that's what mattered to my mom.
You know?
Right.
Steven's like, I wish that would matter to my mom. You know? Mom, I'm learning. I really am. My grades stink, but it's okay. Look at the school duel. That's interesting. Ma'am?
I'm just wondering if we're stuck with these tests, which I'm in the same boat with you on all that.
Sure.
If there's not a way, if we worked hard to kind of align, bring what you're doing into alignment with what they want, mm-hmm. so that they can improve the skills they want while they're doing the fun stuff. And alternatively, if the testing couldn't be aligned with what they want in terms of, like, why can't you do the writing test on the computer?
I did terrible in the writing test. We just took it. I think I did really
but
bad.
But that was nonfiction.
What's interesting about these guys is if you go and look at their posts, you would all say these are accomplished writers. But is it written in the formula that's expected by the state writing exam assessors? Probably not. But should it be? I don't know. There's the pickle for teachers. Now, you said, couldn't we adapt the test to align with what the kids are doing or what we want from the kids? That's exactly what we should do, but that's expensive. Your first, which is why it'll never happen. The first part of what you said was, can't I align what I'm doing with what the test wants? And I've tried my heart out. I've tried remarkably hard. And I would argue that if you look at anything that we've done anywhere digitally, I'm teaching the standard course of study. But it would be a heck of a lot easier for me to get the kids to give the kinds of answers on the end of grade exam through drill and kill. Those worksheets that they were talking about. What I haven't been able to do, I'm on a Wake County video for new teachers. It's kind of fun. And they said, so how has the end of grade exams affected teaching in your classroom? And if you ever see this video, it's great because it's a complete lie. Because what I said was, well, I believe that high quality teaching will have the greatest impact on my students' achievement on the end of grade exams. And so by teaching my kids at a high level, I'm confident that they will succeed. I am confident they'll succeed, but not on the end grade test. and they haven't done it. And so that's the real pickle that you as a teacher are going to get into.
Yeah.